advisors for Donna Lake Ozarks just this past week for the annual priest institute. It was a great time to have some fellowship with some of my brother priests. We had some presentations on vocation ministry. And so come back now eager to encourage all young people to be open to God's will. And we have some literature that we can share in that regard as well. And I don't know, even in our gospel today is kind of beautiful in that regard as well. So all that you have, give it to the Lord. Come follow me. Come follow me. He's good. I think it's important to remember that the first reading in the Old Testament and the Gospel shows them because they go together. Kind of a prophecy fulfillment type of motif. Today's first reading is from the Book of Wisdom, urging us to seek prudence and wisdom above any kind of earthly riches. If we have a choice to pursue either wisdom or wealth, we should pursue wisdom, in part because wealth without wisdom is a fool's wealth, and it won't last long. But also because there's something eternal about wisdom and prudence and all the virtues. Earthly wealth is not eternal, and never an end in itself. It's only a means for something more important. Found the more important thing. In our gospel today, a man runs up to Jesus, kneels down, and calls him good teacher. Kind of later than he's rich. But just from that first sentence, we know that he's eager to get to Jesus. He runs to him. And then he kneels before him. With a wealthy man, usually people run to him and kneel to him. But this guy treats Jesus as someone of greater importance than himself. He's eager to get to him, and he humbles himself before him. And then he calls Jesus not just teacher, but good teacher. And Jesus picks up on all of these dimensions going on. But he first of all addresses that title. Why call me good? No one is good but God alone. And then we see the man stumble for the first time. He drops the good and just calls him a teacher. So Jesus has just clarified that this man is honoring him, not because he realized who Jesus truly is, but because he thinks Jesus is somehow a really important guy, earthly guy, religiously, politically, economically, he's got some kind of importance about him. I'm going to get on that. He's honoring Jesus for earthly reasons. Not that earthly reasons are necessarily wicked. They're never enough. Despite his earthliness and selfishness, the man's question to Jesus is still an important question. What must I do to inherit eternal life? It's an important question. But based on how the man acts in his gospel, it also seems like a pretty selfish question. What must I do to stay wealthy and secure for all eternity? What must I do to ensure that I stay on top? Never have to mingle with others. It's a very selfish and self-centered question, maybe, in that regard. When Jesus teaches him that the road to eternal life is taking care of others, that it's a communal road where we walk with our brothers and sisters, where we help and support them, where we're willing to sell even everything that we have in in order to help others. And only then can we be free enough of stuff and of self to follow Jesus. And Jesus makes that clear to him, well, he's not interested in that kind of freedom. And not even that kind of salvation. Or eternal life. That's what I have to do. He's willing to go away alone instead, rather than to walk with Jesus, the poor, but together, free and joyful. Jesus teaches us today how to be free. Do you own your stuff, or does your stuff own you? If Jesus advised you today to sell everything you have, give it to the poor, and follow him, would you be able to do it? My point is not that parents should make themselves destitute rather than take care of the family. But rather to raise the deeper question about freedom from worldly attachments and freedom for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And don't forget one of the more important lines in the gospel. Jesus, looking at him, loved him. He looked and he saw how selfish and unfree and greedy. But also he looked and saw and he had run to him, knelt before him, and asked what could have been a really important question. He looked and saw his potential for freedom and humility and joy. He saw him completely. And he loved him totally. We all want to be fully known and completely loved. Can you let yourself be fully known by Jesus? Today begins our Catholic stewardship renewal for this year. It's a great time to ask ourselves how free we are of our worldly attachments. How free am I regarding my stuff? If Hurricane Helene struck Colombia and I lost everything, how free am I from worldly attachments? Secondly, it's a great time to ask how free am I for the mission of the gospel, for following Jesus. What would Jesus say about your discipleship today? What would he say about your walk with the church, with your parish, with the poor? Stewardship is about being a good steward of all the gifts, spiritual, social, material, that God has given us. How well am I stewarding God's many blessings in my life? Remembering our first reading, I think it's important for us to pray for prudence and wisdom in tending, for stewarding God's gifts in my life. That's the great thing about the word stewardship. It's a reminder that everything that I have, my person, my gifts, my talents, my family and friends, including my stuff, that it really belongs to me. God can take all of that away in a heartbeat. He wants us to be prudent and wise stewards who know that we're caring for gifts that don't actually belong to us, but to him. So I encourage all of us, first, to pray for prudence and wisdom. Secondly, to pray for freedom. Freedom from being possessed by stuff, or even possessed by relationships. pray about how your stewarding of your prayer life needs to change. How your stewarding of your time needs to change. How your stewarding of your participation in the life of the parish needs to change. Church doesn't need our giving. But we need to give. Are we giving 10% of ourselves to prayer? To sacrificial giving? To participation? In the end, he wants 100% of us. For now, he calls for 10%. How much can we grow in trusting him with a portion of our lives? It's the difference between going away full but sad and walking with the disciples free and joyful. So here's the homework for the week. Pray for prudence and wisdom and freedom. Prudence, wisdom, and freedom. You can respond generously as he is generous to you. For human beings, it's impossible, but not for God. All things are possible.